Arthur Geisert is the author of more than 24 children's books. He's famous for his intricate illustrations of the vast Midwest, sprawling prairie, family farms, and his signature, mischievous pigs. But Geisert has never lived on a farm. He's originally from L.A., although he now makes his home in the tiny Iowa town of Bernard. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports on how a man from the city made a name for himself as a country illustrator.
The first thing you need to know about Bernard, Iowa, is that it's a tough place to keep a secret.
This is Zelda's house, the mayor's mother.
Bernard has 98 residents. Standing in the middle of the street, you can see from one end of town to the other. It's only about 500 yards. Everyone here either is a relative or feels like one.
This is where George Manders lives and his wife Connie. The Takus girls, there's three of those.
Arthur Geisert is giving me the grand tour of Bernard, and it doesn't take long. The town bar, post office, converted chicken coop, Bernard Telephone Company.
And the town ends right here, and it's just crops, you can see. As summer progresses, the corn gets higher and higher, and it's a little claustrophobic because it goes around the entire town.
This is Arthur's sixth summer in Bernard. He's originally from Los Angeles. But then, 6 years ago, his life changed. His marriage of more than 40 years dissolved. He wanted to stay in the Midwest to be near his ailing parents, and he needed a cheap place to live that would be available right away.
I'd never even heard of Bernard. I just drove into town, and I saw a for sale sign in front of the bank, and the next day I bought the bank.
The old brick building was smack dab in the middle of town. In a place without secrets, here was a mystery. A new guy, no ties to anyone. People were curious. There was a rumor that he was going to print T-shirts on the big etching press they had seen him moving into his studio, but he quickly became part of the community.
I go to coffee, 5:30, 5:45, at Pearl's place up the street. It's mainly crop stuff and farm business.
That early morning chatter at Pearl's place has inspired Geisert's work. In 2010, he published an ABC picture book all about farming. A is for ammonia fertilizer. M is for milking. And on this blustery spring day in Bernard, the entire town has come out to celebrate his newest picture book called Thunderstorm.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Coe's Bar is packed to the gills. Outside, flags are up, banners are out, and a glossy red tractor is sitting on Main Street. In the back of the bar, between the meat slicer and the noisy beer cooler, Arthur Geisert is signing copies of his books. The line stretches nearly to the door. Fans, most of them parents and grandparents, have come from all over. Caroline Rundy is here with her four children.
We are actually from Cuba City, Wisconsin. It's about an hour from here. It's worth it. This is exciting.
10-year-old Matthew says Geisert is one of his favorite authors.
I like farms, so, and I like adventure books.
Marianne Peters sells Geisert's books in her shop in Cedar Rapids.
They're so popular. I think it's the fact that there isn't the written word, and you can get out of the pictures whatever you want. If you're sitting down with a little child, you can talk about whatever is of interest or whatever level they're at.
And she says kids here appreciate that Geisert's books really capture what it's like to live on the prairie.
It provides sort of that source of pride for the kids that are growing up in Iowa, because most of our books are the city or, you know, other things, and it's just great to see something so wonderful about our place.
By late afternoon, the line of people waiting to get books signed is just a few stragglers. The day has been a success. In a town of 98 people in the back of a bar, Arthur Geisert has sold more than 500 books. I ask him whether he thinks he's changed this town.
It hasn't changed. I've changed. I participate more and I socialize more.
Geisert is 71 years old, and he tells me that, for now, he won't be making any more books. But, he says, he'll continue to do his etchings and drawings here, in the old bank building in Bernard, Iowa. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Coming up, Eleanor Friedberger is one half of the brother-sister experimental pop duo, the Fiery Furnaces. She found that when you form a band with your brother, it's kind of hard to go solo.
If you're in a band with your sibling, you know, the band lasts forever. People have been asking me, is the band still going? And, you know, I just say that we're going until we don't exist anymore.
Eleanor Friedberger's on her own in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News. I try not to stare at you.